You have received a spirit of adoption as sons, through which we cry, Abba, Father. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. There is one thing a man enjoys more than his own success, and that is to see his son's success. I suspect women feel something similar for their daughters, but you'll have to ask a woman. I believe the roots of this joy not only go to the depths of the human heart, but also touch the divine heart of God. I know for a fact that my parents made steep personal sacrifices to come from India to the United States. They were quite successful in New Delhi, but they wanted something more than their own success. They wanted to see their children succeed. "Look, now I am the pastor of Immaculate Conception. You can't get more successful than that." I read recently that the NBA superstar LeBron James is contemplating moving to Los Angeles. Why? Not only because he'll be a free agent, but also because he's thinking of what's best for his family, especially his son, Bronny, he's called. James explained in an interview, "I have a teenage boy, a preteen boy, and a little girl. Sitting down and considering everything, my family will be a big part of whatever I decide to do." Apparently, LeBron's son, known as Bronny, is an outstanding athlete, and LeBron wants him to attend Sierra Canyon High School outside of Los Angeles with the sons of other NBA stars, Kenyon Martin and Scottie Pippen. No doubt, King James has found great joy in his successful basketball career. But now, he's discovering a deeper joy in seeing his son succeed. That joy is both deep and divine. The scriptures are replete with stories of successful sons and the joy their fathers feel. The book of Sirach recounts the greatness of the prophet Elijah, but immediately goes on to talk about Elisha, his successor. When Elijah was about to be taken into heaven in the whirlwind chariot, what did he bestow upon Elisha, his spiritual son? Elijah gave him a double portion of his spirit, so Elisha could be twice as great as Elijah himself. And he was. One stunning example will illustrate this point in 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. Even after Elisha had died and was buried, the people placed another dead man into his grave so that the dead man could touch Elisha's bones, and the dead man was brought back to life. Old Testament sense of the relics. Elijah rejoiced to see the soaring success of his spiritual son, Elisha. No less than LeBron James looks forward to Bronny blowing away LeBron's own records one day. And my father celebrates my success. My friends, pay attention to how your children's success supersedes your own desire to succeed. I believe God has planted this seed in our hearts, not only to help us overcome selfishness, but also to help us to be more like Him. Have you ever witnessed the transformation in a man or a woman that they undergo when they have their first child? A friend of mine calls it induced maturity. Almost overnight, they change from self-centered persons into people willing to make any sacrifice for this newborn child. Of course, that doesn't occur in all cases, but that's still God's purpose and plan. I regularly hear of parishioners who financially support children in foreign countries so that they will have a brighter future. I am humbled by the extraordinary outpouring of support for students at Immaculate Conception School and at Trinity Junior High so that those students will succeed in the future. In John chapter 12, verse 27, we see how God the Father wants His Son, Jesus, to be a great success. Jesus exclaims, "Father, glorify Your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." In other words, when people praise the achievements of the Son, then is the Father's name glorified even more. If you think LeBron James is great, wait till you see what his son will do. That will be the crowning achievement of the King. Praised be Jesus Christ.